The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's 2 p.m. Let's get started. I will call the meeting of the TRPA's Hearings Officer virtual meeting of December 16th, 2021 to order. My name is Andrew Strain, and I will be serving as the Hearings Officer today. Item two on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. I will ask the staff if they have any recommended changes to today's agenda.
Good afternoon, Mr. Strain. This is Bridget Cornell, and I am the planner for, or the TRPA planner for agenda item 5D, which is the proposed temporary use at the Incline Elementary School campuses to use as intercept parking to serve the East Shore Express shuttle service. The Tahoe Transportation District is the applicant on that one. And we are recommending that this project be continued indefinitely. As you can see on the agenda, and as you all know, it did get continued already once from the November agenda due to the number of comments that were received. We received numerous comments again leading up to this meeting, and just based on a number of discussions that have taken place, it's recommended, or TRP staff is recommending, that the Tahoe Transportation District complete a traffic analysis. So we have made that recommendation to the TTD, and so we will TRPA Transportation Planning staff will be working with them. At this point, it'll probably commence after the first of the year. So we will work with them to complete the traffic analysis and then await submittal of that traffic analysis. Once that is reviewed, if we think it's appropriate to bring the project forward, we will reschedule it for hearings officer, and the project will be re-noticed at that time. So again, right now we are asking that this item be continued indefinitely. And just to give a little ballpark of the time frame, it will likely be, I would guess, at least a couple of months, just given the time of year that we're in at this point. And we have discussed this with the applicant. So they agreed that they thought that was a good idea to proceed with the analysis.
Thank you, Bridget.
Okay, welcome.
Any other changes to today's agenda? Hearing none, I will go ahead and approve the agenda as it has been recommended for amendment. We will continue item 5D based on Ms. Cornell's description of the process to be completed before it comes back to the hearings officer for review and action. Item 5D will be continued today, but we will proceed with items 5A, B, and C. Those of you who may join us this afternoon to provide input and public comment on 5D will not take it today, but not to worry, as Bridget outlined, there will be an opportunity for you to provide public comment at the next agenda that it is placed on. And I believe the TRPA website is a great resource to look at the agendas upcoming. And I want to make sure and note that all of the testimony, both in person at the last month's meeting in November, and all of the written comment that was received as part of that meeting and leading up to this meeting of December 16th, that is all still part of the project record and will be considered as part of any ongoing hearing and decision.
Yes, thank you for clarifying that. And there is a link, I'm sorry, this is Bridget again, but there is a link provided along with the meeting materials on the TRPA website for all the public comment that had been received via email up until today. Thanks. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Bridget. Yes, let me just restate it. I don't want to underemphasize it, but please keep an eye on those of you who are interested in this item 5D, the Tahoe Transportation District's temporary use application for the Incline Elementary School site on Southwood and the site on Northwood. Please keep an eye on the TRPA website as those agendas become posted and scheduled. That will be a great guide for you to follow in order to understand when this item will return for consideration. Let's move on in the agenda to item three, the public interest comments. This is for no action. Any member of the public who wishes to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as the announcement of appeal rights or as a public hearing item or on any other issue may do so at this time. However, public comments on the announcement of appeal rights or on public hearing items will be taken at the time that those agenda items are heard. At this point, I will ask Georgina to please look for a show of hands for any member of the public who's with us today who would like to address the hearings officer as identified.
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. And it looks like no hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of the agenda.
Thank you, Georgina. We'll move on to item four on today's agenda. It's the announcement of appeal rights. I want to let everyone know who's listening today that any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA governing board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and appeal application can be found on the TRPA's website. Item five on today's agenda are our public hearing items. Item 5A is the Randolph Wall Land Capability Challenge, located at 475 Tuscarora Road in Washoe County, Nevada. The assessor's parcel number is 123-122-06. The TRPA file number is LCAP 2020-0380. Julie Roll, will you please give us a summary of the proposed item?
I do see that Julie is present.
I'm not able to hear Julie. I'm not able to hear Julie.
You able to hear me?
It sounds like now we can hear you, although it's quiet.
Very faint.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, that's better.
Yes. Thank you, Julie. Go ahead. We're ready when you are.
Well, I've been talking away. I don't know why you're unable to hear me.
That's good, right there.
Julie, this is Catherine Hanglin with TRPA. Are you able to switch your audio to your phone? In the audio tab, you can select phone call and use your phone as your microphone. There might be something wrong with your computer microphone. All right, Julie, I see that you're on your phone now, so you should be able to use that as your microphone, and it's probably where you're hearing me.
Hi, this is Julie. I don't know if I'm connected now. I can't hear anything.
We can hear you.
Or I can hear you.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. I have no idea what happened. I've never had an issue. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It's been an interesting week. And it's not over yet.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm barely can hear. Okay. All right. So sorry, everybody. I was talking for a long time and didn't realize nobody could hear me. I'm pulling up the agenda item here again. Thank you. Okay, so our land capability challenge, this first item on the agenda was reviewed on behalf of CRPA by Marcel Municki, and she's on the line and hopefully having better audio than I am. So she can talk in a minute here. And I think we also have Gary Furumoto on the line, and he's representing the owner. The staff recommendation on this one is to change the land capability from a class 1A to a parcel 1A and class 4. And I'll have Marcel weigh in this, but I did realize there might be a discrepancy on the staff report. Under staff recommendation, it says that the recommendation is to change to a class 2 and a class 4, but I believe based on the mapping and everything, it's supposed to be a class 1A and a class 4. So we can talk about that. And other than that, no comments received on this and no other changes to the staff report.
Julie, can you give us that summary again where you said there's a change that we need to consider?
Yes, under the first paragraph under staff recommendations, it says on there that the recommendation is to change from a 1A to a class 2 and 4. But I believe it's meant to say change from a 1A to 1A and 4, so not a class 2. And I'll have Marcel confirm that. But the site plan shows a class 1A and 4 as the recommendation.
Hi, Andrew Stream. This is Marcel here. I can follow up. It should be 1A in the upper paragraph. I originally had changed it to class 2 and then realized that the soils weren't actually investigated in the steeper slopes. And so it's probably more accurate to leave it as 1A, even though 1A and class 2 have the same coverage. So it remains 1A CAF on the 30 to 50% slopes.
Thank you, Marcelle. And I do see elsewhere in the report.
Yeah, on the table, it's the table, 1A.
Paragraph that leads into the table on the preceding page on my hard copy is 1A and 4. Can you go ahead then, Marcelle, and tell us what your investigation found and determined?
Sure. So this was originally mapped as RCF and let me get back up here. RCF and CAF. RCF means a rock outcrop. There should be a lot of outcrop on the surface with a Caguin soil, which is 20 to 40 inches deep to a decomposed granitic bedrock. And in our pit and across the landscape, we didn't see rock outcrop for one. It's a relatively uniform slope with open forest. And the pit we dug was in the lower sloped area down kind of to the side of the residence on a natural hill slope. And we didn't see any kind of decomposed bedrock to the depth of the pit, which was, I think, 65 inches. So the whole area is probably has deeper soils, even on the upper steeper slopes. But it results in a class 4 due to the slopes being between 16 to 30%. And then there is a note in here that there was a small portion of the parcel that was disturbed by the building of the residence. It was like kind of cut in and created a large like terrace. And a portion of that was included into the lower sloped area.
And the lower slope area, meaning the class, the area that's proposed to be
class 4.
Class 4.
Right.
Very good. Thank you, Marcelle.
Thank you.
I don't have any other questions on the technical report or conclusions. Is there someone representing the applicant here today with us?
Yes. Hi, Andrew. This is Gary Furumoto, and I'm representing the owner. And we've read through the staff report. And again, other than the class 2 changing to class 1A on that first paragraph, we don't have any further comment, with the exception that the owner's last name is Randolph with a PH and not an F. So that's the only change that we have on the staff report.
Thank you, Gary. And Julie, can you confirm for us again? I thought I understood this, that we've had no, up until today's hearing, we've had no public comment on this item. Is that correct?
Yes, Andrew, that is correct.
Good, thank you. At this point, I will open the public hearing on this item and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands of anyone who would like to provide public comment.
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now, and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. And it looks like no hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing that we have no public comment today to be offered, I will close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information presented in the staff report, including the findings and the TRPA's conclusion, along with the soil consultants' report, technical report, which is attached to the staff report, and recognizing the clarification that Julie made for us near the top of her remarks from class 2 to class 1A, which is consistent with what's shown elsewhere in the staff report, I will approve the Randolph Wall Land Capability Challenge as presented. Let's move on to item 5B, the Barcelos, Gabriela Morera, and Brady Caitlin Land Capability Challenge, located at 1630 Washoe Way, That's in Placer County, California. The assessor's parcel number is 083-051-012. And the TRPA file number is LCAP 2021-0187. Julie, while we've got you connected.
Yep, here I am. Okay, so this land capability challenge was also reviewed on behalf of TRPA by Marcelle Munneke. So she'll give some remarks in a moment. And I believe we have Abby Edwards of Kaufman Edwards Planning on the line, and she's representing the owner. The staff recommendation is to change the land capability from Class 1A and 3 to Class 1A and 4. No changes to the staff report as it was posted, and I've not received any public comment on this item.
Thank you, Julie. Marcelle, can you please give us a brief summary of your findings?
Hi, yeah, this is Marcelle. So this area is mapped the Talac soil, which is a glacial, like a moraine type soil that also often has a, it's supposed to have a silica cemented durapan at depth, which is not often found really when we do these pits. And so the soil often ends up being a higher capability soil, which is the case on this site. And it is just the, there's a steeper area on the upper parcel that remains above 30% slope. So you can't get any better coverage in that area. And then the lower sloped area is an unnamed soil with 16 to 30% slope. And it does also doesn't have any rock outcrops, or it's kind of a uniform white fir Jeffrey pine forest slope.
Good, Marcel, can you give us a brief insight on the silica cemented, I believe you used the word durapan?
Yeah.
It's, can you tell us, the non-soil science people generally,
right, what it is in a layer that is part, it has silica formed, deposited in it, and it makes it like hard to dig through, and it would could perch water. Basically you would know it from digging being harder and sometimes a different color. I don't know if Phil Scholes is on here today or not. Is he on? Doesn't look like it. Roger Pop is, though. He might have some more.
Yeah, I'm here, if I'm muted or not.
What's that?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
So it's just, it's a layer in the Tahoe Basin. It's just a thin layer, sometimes less than an inch thick, where silica dissolves from higher elevations in the soil and precipitates down lower, often 40 to 60 inches from the surface. And it inhibits root growth and causes water to perch above it. And it has formed under probably a climate that was either a lot colder or a lot drier or both. So it's sort of a relic. But it's it was recognized in the 74 soil survey as a significant limiting component. So any soil that had that feature got downgraded to something else. But in actuality, we often find that layer is not as limiting as we thought, but more often not even there.
And when you said, Roger, downgraded, a lower capability class was assigned to it because of its lack or relative lack of infiltration capability?
In general, yes.
Very good.
More restrictive, yes.
More restrictive, thank you. Regardless of what the slope is doing up above it.
Right.
Right.
I have seen it in a couple of places, but it's not very common.
Okay. Okay, Marcelle, go ahead.
Well, I didn't have much more other than it went from class 3 to class 4, primarily because it was a higher capability soil for the majority of the part, the parcel.
Very good. Thank you, Marcelle. Mm-hmm. And do we have someone representing the applicant with us today?
Yeah, hi. This is Abby Edwards from Kaufman Edwards Planning. I have no comments. Everything looks great.
Thank you, Ms. Edwards. No public comment received thus far. Georgina, will you please open the public hearing and look for a show of hands of anyone who would like to provide comment today?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. Okay, it looks like no hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing as we have no public comment to be offered today, I will close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information that's presented in the staff report, including the TRPA's findings and the conclusions, as well as the technical information and report that's been provided by our soil consultant, I will approve the Barcelos, Gabriela Morera, and Grady Caitlin land capability challenge, reclassifying the parcel from Class 3 and Class 1A to Class 4 and Class 1A as it's been presented. Let's move on to item 5A, the Green Rock LLC land capability challenge, located at 1134 Highway 50. In Douglas County, Nevada, the assessor's parcel number is 1418-34-401-002. The TRPA file number is LAP-2021-0343. Julie Roll, can you give us a summary?
Hi, me again. Yeah, so this final land capability challenge we have today was reviewed on behalf of TRPA by Phil Scholes, and he's on the line, so he can give us some remarks in a moment. And I think we have Melissa from Xline and Company on the line representing the owner. This one is a little bit more complicated. There's a whole bunch of different land capability classifications, and so it was kind of just moving, changing the areas between them. And of course, everything is itemized in the staff report, so I won't give, you know, the exact areas right now, but that's in the staff report. No changes to the staff report as posted, and I've not received any comments on this item.
Thank you, Julie. Phil Scholes, can you please give us an overview of what's going on this parcel?
Yes, this is a west-facing parcel on the east side of Lake Tahoe, somewhat of a skinny lot, and it is, in some respects, it's very similar to other things we have seen on the east side, where you have some very granitic soils that are highly permeable or they're shallow depth to bedrock. But this parcel also sort of has a center area that has an SEZ going through it. It's a spring or seepage, and it also has sort of a pocket of a relic soil. It's got essentially an old soil buried by newer soil. And so that newer soil is deep enough that it makes a class 6 soil where the slopes are less than 16%, where the slope is 16 to 30%, it comes out as class 4. The consultant who did the work, Roger Poff, is online with us this afternoon, but he had one hole dug in the center of this this different soil type and did a real good description on that, and then interpolated the steeper slopes to be the class 4, and then he did some little auger holes elsewhere on the property to show that the original mapping of the some of the Chagwin soil, which is a shallow depth of bedrock, was also there sort of in the lower part of the property and in the upper part of the property. So what makes it confusing when you look at the table in the staff report is that there's a lot of things sort of moving, and ultimately there's a little less of the low capability land because they found this pocket of higher capability land that didn't eliminate that low capability land.
Say that again, Phil.
So what that table makes it a little bit confusing to sort of see the bigger picture, which is that the fieldwork found there is a smaller amount of low capability land, and that's being replaced with some class six and some class four soil, but there it did not displace that low capability land. There still is significant portions of the property that are low capability due to their steepness or to their shallow depth of bedrock.
Got it. The net change column of the table in the staff report is where one would see that, drawing sort of a horizontal line underneath or between the class two and the class four.
Right. The second to the right-hand column is showing that there's seven different, land capability delineations out there. And that is a little bit unusual, but hey, sometimes you just sort of have a nexus of the right set of circumstances, and it's just a little more complicated.
It's probably what makes being a soil scientist fun and rewarding is when you find a parcel like this.
I think it makes it an interesting kind of project. In a moment, I'm sure the soil consultant might have a word or two, can add to this. But if you have other questions, I can answer those.
One question, and at the, just above the, I have a note in my staff report in the paragraph that's just above the table we've been discussing. There's a reference to a both slope classes of the XXX soil are well drained and meet hydrologic soil group A. And then in parentheses, it says HSG-B due to sandy loam and finer texture.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that's a it should say meet hydrologic soil group B.
Okay.
And that's a typo, but okay. Thank you for catching that.
And just in general, the differences that are important in this instance between
it actually doesn't change anything the way that Robert Bailey crafted the criteria for high and low capability lands. Both hydrologic groups A and B were lumped together, but there technically is a difference based on their texture and lack of restrictions in the soil.
And which side of the line, so to speak, are they on? Are they in the low classes or high classes?
Oh, I'm sorry. They're higher capability.
A's and B's are higher.
So group A is something that would be considered excessively drained. Hydrologic soil group B would be something that's well drained. And when you get down to hydrologic groups C and D, they are typically somewhat poorly to poorly drained soils, or they have other restrictions like a shallow depth of bedrock or a hard pan or clay pan that significantly restricts the way water can move vertically through the soil.
Thank you, Phil. And there is someone representing the applicant today.
Yes, hi, my name is Melissa Bickenbach. Exline and Company, we represent the property owner and applicant. And given the complexity of this site, I think staff did a really great job. And I don't have any comments on the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Bickenbach. And Roger, I see you're on the line, and it looks like you worked on this parcel as well.
He might be muted.
Didn't want to overlook the opportunity.
That's correct. I have no further comments.
Thank you, Roger. Yes, looks like there's an awful lot going on this simple parcel.
Yes, it was a very complicated one.
I don't have any further questions at this point. Georgina, will you please look for a show of hands, and I will open the public hearing for anyone who would like to provide public comment.
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature of the GoToWebinar app. The hand icon is located on the tab to the left of the GoToWebinar control panel. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now, and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. It looks like no hands were raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing as there is no additional public comment, I will close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information that's contained in the staff report, including the findings and the conclusions reached, as well as the technical report that accompanies the staff report, I will approve the Green Rock LLC Land Capability Challenge as presented. Having noted previously that item 5D will be continued to a future meeting, we'll move on to item 6 and adjourn the meeting. Thank you everyone for participating today. We appreciate it. Happy holidays to everyone. Thank you. We'll adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Great.
Ending the meeting in 3, 2, 1.